And this is a very, very special friend of mine. Her American name is June, and I'm going to have her tell you her very beautiful Chinese name and introduce you to her. My friend June came to me a few years ago through the ISI ministry, and the reason she's here today is because I happened to just send an email just before Thanksgiving and say, hey, I've got a couple of ISI students coming to my house. Would you like to come out for Thanksgiving? Oh, I'd love to come out. I'd love to come out. We talked about arrangements. BTW, by the way, last year, I accepted Jesus as my Savior. What? I went insane. Went ready. Anyway, I am excited to have my friend here and to have our sister in Christ here. So I'm going to have her start and tell you a little bit about herself.
So my name is Zhu Yun Li, and you can call me June. It's similar. And so I had my undergrad in China, and I was working on pharmacology. And I had had my grad school here in University at Buffalo when I was working on biochemistry. And so right now I'm working in Novartis, a pharmaceutical company, and I'm doing biomedical research in Cambridge. Yeah.
And so how did you come to be here? You go ahead.
Okay.
How did you come to be here?
So the decision of coming to US, it was a talk with one of my seniors, and he just told me, like, you should think about the way of the education here, and US is like the number one in healthcare and life science. So, and I made the decision really quickly, like almost overnight. And then I think he really said the things that I was thinking, but don't have the courage to take into actions. And I was like really grateful for that.
So we've seen each other several times over the last 4 years, and I just thought I would have June give a little wrap-up of each of those times that we've seen each other.
Okay. So the first time I came here, it was I came with the ISI group, the international student trip to Boston, because I never visited Boston, so I thought it's a nice trip. I stayed in Patricia's house, and so we had a nice talk, nice food, and we cooked turkey. And she took me and another girl to Citrate, which is a nice beach there, and it's just so peaceful. So it was the first experience, and then the second time, it was. After I graduated from University at Buffalo, and I was struggling with my employment situation, and so I visited her and told her about those situations that I have, and I said, I was applying the companies in the Boston, because Boston is like really the head quarter of the life science research and everything. So, yeah.
Okay, so we're sitting in a Chinese restaurant, and I know her kind of, but I don't know her really well, and she starts offloading these things that are happening. She's going to be deported. Her visa's coming to an end. Her lease is coming to an end. She doesn't have a job, and praise God, she's refusing to work at McDonald's because she has worked so hard for her degrees, and that's when I said to her, June, the only thing I can do is take this to God, because these things are way too big. I can't figure any of this stuff out for you, so I just have to take this to God. So I'm going to go back to my church, and we're going to pray over you. And that was my first kind of like, okay, I can't do anything about this. I have to take it elsewhere. So
yeah, so it was a little bit struggling at the time. Yeah. But luckily, after God's guidance, I found a job in MGH. So I insist to stay in Boston because, you know, the big names of Harvard, MIT, And I applied a bunch of jobs, and I got accepted by Mass General Hospital. So I was working there for 2 years in Mass General Hospital. Then I guess the recent time in Patricia's house is Thanksgiving this year. And I met the Chinese students, also came with the ISI trip, Na and Jane. So I talked to them. So we had a really nice girls' night, you know, like peaceful tea time. And then I shared some of my past experience with them. And like, yeah, it's just experience sharing.
That was really great. So, and then what is your current plan and what you're going to be doing?
So I'm working in Novartis now. And so after, when I'm working in the healthcare and life science, I saw like the how much budget every year is spent on the healthcare and life science. And those pharmaceutical companies here is really at the frontiers in US and then around the world. So, and you know, it takes more than 10 years and then for so many people to, for the drug discovery process, like from the innovative idea to finally some medications on the market. So it feels great to be one of the members. And it feels my life is meaningful, knowing that what I'm doing now is gonna help somebody's life or change somebody's life in maybe 10 years. Yeah.
So I wondered if you could share a little bit about how you first came to know about Jesus.
Yeah, so in my hometown, we had two churches. And one is have the the nice structures. One is like by the lake, so it's really nice there. And we have the nice crossings in the lake, so it's really peaceful to just look at those two buildings. And you know, we have Christmas trees in China, and and we it's mixed with the Chinese element, so it's like Christmas tree and those decorations, but we also have the red lanterns on like hand there. So it's just nice. And then.
But your parents are not.
Yeah, so my whole family is not religious. Like I didn't know any of faith or belief or any of that in my life before when I was in China. But for some reason, you know, I gradually know Christ and everything. It's not really like a time point that I know it's from that I don't know to I know it suddenly. It's just gradual influences.
Yeah. Thank you. So how did you get to know Christ more personally, like in your school when you actually came to Christ?
Yeah, so I had a tough time when some of my friends has to, you know, leave this country because of visa issue, because of different kinds of issues, because maybe they couldn't find a job. So, and then I have a friend who called himself a casual Christian, and he took me to the church, and he introduced me to Pastor David in Quincy Church. And so I contact him, and he gave me some contact, and he also introduced me to a cell group in Boston University. So I go to the cell group every Friday night, you know, to worship, have a nice dinner, worship, and play games, and then do some Bible study. And then we also have like the girls group, so we share some of our thoughts and pray for each other. Yeah.
So I think, so what is Jesus working on in you right now?
So I think the start happened really naturally, and it was quick. But I think maintaining the relationship with God takes a lot of work. And I think that's something that I need to work on now. And it's just, I believe eventually it will work out. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, June.